Okay, well, I didn't sleep at all, so let me pause this real quick. Not even a wink, not even a tidbit, nothing. Ended up the day 3 hours and 2 minutes. That's kind of surprising, I guess, because I had a couple of times where I wanted to sleep and then one where I kind of slept, so I really would have thought I would have went over 4 hours or even worse, but I guess it just didn't work out that way. Which is cool, kind of helps my whatever, but I get this feeling I'm, like, heading for, like, a really big, you know, screw-up or something on this, I don't know. But, yeah, I started an hour late because, well, as y'all know, well, if you don't know, or I don't know, I'm sure I have a link to it up here somewhere, that I made a video on the Migas video. Yeah, there it is, how to make Migas. Well, I was looking at that, and I need to put a link for people who are watching it from YouTube to just be able to click on the video and come to the main page. Because the main page, I mean, has pictures, has step-by-step instructions, has a lot of information on it. But, you know, when my video ended, and I was watching it again, I said how to make migas with somebody else, so I went over there. And it was some, I don't even know, cooking, I don't know what she was. She's the one drinking the whiskey. And she makes the migas. Now, she makes it the way you really should, which is you should cut up the corn tortillas into strips. And, you know, if you do it that way, but then she didn't make homemade tortillas, she should have. If you do it that way, you're going to make it even that much better. However, she made it so plain and so bland that it's like, okay, that's not even going to taste very good. I mean, you got the ingredients right, but you're just missing, you know, certain spices and stuff that are just going to make it taste so much better. It's just straight up whatever cooking, and I don't know, I guess some people like that type of food. I like a little bit more spicy food. I mean, she put in her jalapenos, she put in some hot sauce in the end, but without the cumin in there to add a little bit of flavor in there, and I, of course, add garlic salt to everything, and it's just, it's missing. It's going to be missing, and if you were to try it, and the way she cooked it at such a low temperature, if you do that, it's not going to be a very, very tasty product. And I'm watching it going, that's not even going to taste very good. But it's still Migas, so it's going to be pretty good. But I bet her a lot of her chips were soggy because she did it at low heat and then put them in early, even though she said. Anyway, I should just stop talking about that. Mine's better, damn it. No, I just really am passionate about Migas. I really like that food. Anyway, so if you're ever going to make something to make a video about cooking, make sure it tastes really good, you know, or at least put a disclaimer on there or something, I don't know. Anyway, so I was watching that video, and that's what made me a little bit late, that and the video I was watching my own, too. Callie, come here. What are you doing? She's trying to, like, get in the conversation here. I laid down to try to go to sleep, and I just couldn't go to sleep. I just laid there and nothing. Had my box fan going, I had everything turned off, just kind of dark in here, still just couldn't go to sleep. Callie came over, she laid down with me, and thought maybe she'd help me go to sleep, but that didn't happen either. And I just watched the timer go down and down, and eventually it went off, so I just got up. I'm not tired. Per se, my eyes might feel a little fatigued. I can kind of feel it a little bit. But, you know, I've been going a lot of days here. I think I'm not hitting my good marks of under 2 hours, which is really cool. But, you know, I've been steadily getting that 3 hour or so, I think. Can't remember. Have to look. But I think I have. Which is pretty good if you think about it. I mean, the average person sleeping from 6 to 8 hours, cutting that off. Not really sure I'm doing anything with the time except for watching 24. Oh, wait, what's tonight? Tonight's Sunday. That means, what's that? Sand, Blood, and Sand. Spartacus. Not the Blood and Sand, but the other one. The one that's like a prequel to that one, which is the one that came second, you know, instead of. Callie, what are you doing? Keep trying to follow her because every time I talk, she gets all excited when she hears me talk. I don't know why. Anyway, so moving on. That's it for today. 3 hours, 2 minutes. And we're on day 26 tomorrow. Well, it's already tomorrow. We'll begin day 27. 27 days of polyphasic sleep. Alright, guys. Talk to you later. Bye.